Hi, this is Ainsley Lister, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Opening up to The Raven and the Blues, Ainsley Lister from his brand new album Eyes Wide Open, and a track called All of Your Love. You have no idea really how much pleasure it gives me to turn the phone off and put the headphones on and pull the microphone towards me and play some records once a week. It's a bit, it's like going back 55 years for me, and when I would go back to Disc Record Store in Newcastle on the Saturday morning and spend my pocket money on buying a couple of singles, and then Saturday afternoon with Rod and some other friends at not my house but their house, because they had a better record player, and we'd play the records to each other we'd bought on the Saturday morning, and the sheer pleasure it gave. And it's the same for me, sitting down, choosing the tracks for you, and then playing them over the course of an hour. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. My name is Dave Raven. That is Ainsley with his brand new album. He's on tour at present. Here's somebody just finishing her tour, and it's been a huge success. Sari Shaw.
Sending ways, you're just the man I need. I'm not the kind of woman who is gonna take a stand. I'm in love, you knock me out, you're my demolition man. Don't you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you no lie. When I say you blow my mind, you come as no surprise. I'm gonna light up the moment, let you sweep me off of my feet. My heart is beating strongly, but you know my flesh is weak. I'm not the kind of woman who's gonna take a stand. I'm in love, you knock me out, you're my demolition man. Well, I know what I'm saying, now hear me once again. Your heart is hell, won't kiss and tell. We're again. Hot as hell, won't kiss and tell. We're going all the way, going down to the river, down and low as you please. You'll never quit, you're sending ways, you're just the man I need. I'm not the kind of woman who's gonna take a stand. I'm in love, you knock me out, my demolition man. I
Sherry Shaw, the album A Force of Nature. And there's Demolition Man. They've been on tour. I think it's come to an end now. I think they're into Europe and then it's all over for the UK and Europe for this year. Some of the photographs on Facebook and around on the internet with her and Ines Sibun on guitar. They do a couple of Led Zeppelin numbers in the set, but they're actually mirroring Plant and Page, looking at the pair of them. Fabulous stuff indeed. If you haven't seen the pictures and you have access to the internet, have a quick search for Sarah Shaw, SARISSCHOWR. And her new album, A Force of Nature. Here's an album which originally came out, I guess, about 18 months ago now, when it was self-released, and then it's been picked up by Roof Records out of Germany, and it's now had a formal release, if that makes sense. It's Cy Cranston out of London, the album Old School. Here he is with the Thames River Song. That resonates with me.
The finest of the girls in London town. Now the river flowed beneath the bridge of Albert. By Albert Bridge I thought that there still was hope. By Westminster and Waterloo a sinking feeling floated through. And I wonder where she's at. Drifting down the old Thames River. Broken hearted I'm Dockland bound. From the finest of the girls in London town. Now the river rolled on golden brown and London Bridge weren't falling down. Something inside felt that there still was hope. By Tower Bridge I knew that me and her were through. Still I wonder where she's at. Drifting down the old Thames River. Broken hearted I'm Dockland bound. From the finest of the girls in London town. Oh, when your course is set, you can't forget what's chosen has been already chose. It's too late to cry, just navigate and let the current rock you and roll. We're gonna rock. From the finest of the girls in London town. From the finest of the girls in London town. From the finest of the girls, the finest of the girls, the finest of the girls in London town.
You know, it could almost be Sam Cooke, couldn't it? Sam Cooke or Billy Stewart, almost. But Cy Cranston there from the Old School album, now formally released on Roof Records, and the Thames River Song. It's really strange. Quite a few artists obviously use publicists to publicise their albums and their shows and everything else. And some publicists are just absolutely amazing. One, he sort of promised me an interview this week with Alan Nimmo of King King. And I said, great, if we do it early Friday morning, I can do it live into the show. OK, he said. Got a message last night, Thursday night, saying Alan will be free from 11 o'clock in the morning. I said, that's far too late. But anyway, we're trying to move it forward. Alan Nimmo may be a guest on the programme this week. If he's not, he'll be a guest on the programme next week. But he'll be right at the end. But now we come to our first guest for a long time, as we welcome the first band to the studios on the Houseboat on the Thames for about 10 months, I guess it is now. And that is a band who were last here 7 years ago as the Dirty Aces with Giles Robson. Here's the Giles Robson Band.
She got a real voice in a disguise of shady high. She got a real honest voice, you know, it disguise a shady high. You know, a voice try to keep us together, low down soul try to tear us apart. She put on a show for me, put on a show for Too Bad Jim. Put on a show for me, put on a show for Too Bad Jim. Soon as I find out where he live in, I'm gonna have to have a talk with him. Oh yeah. Way down low. Got a real neat trick, people, hiding an evil way down low. You know, so when she running round on me, you know it don't hardly show. I look out. You know it disguises shady high. She got a real honest voice. You know it disguises shady high. You know a voice try to keep us together, low down soul try to tear us apart. Oh, one more time.
Raven and the Blues, our first live session for a long time, and it's great to welcome back somebody I last met, I guess, on the boat. It must be 7 or 8 years ago now, when they'd come from Jersey on their UK tour, that's Giles Robson, as it was then with the Dirty Aces. Welcome back, Giles. It's been a lot of time in water under the bridge in that time, under which you, with the Dirty Aces, explored lots of new avenues and things along the way, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we've had 8 years of doing lots of different things, trying to sort of broaden our scope a bit. We did Crooked Heart of Mine back in 2011, I think, 2010, 2011, which had a lot of different Americana influences in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went, we also hinted at a bit of garage rock in that as well. And then we did From the Basement, which had a lot of garage rock.
That's right, yes.
It was like a lot of harmonica riffing.
A progression, really, which we could follow through in a way.
Yeah.
But then this year at Skegness, a Damascene conversion, was it? Or?
Well, it was interesting because the Dirty Aces is still active and it will come back again. But due to some unforeseen circumstances, we couldn't get last minute the whole of the band to Skegness. And I thought, well, I can either I can either cancel the show or I can go on and do something a bit different and just do blues, which I do all the time anyway. In between the Dirty Aces touring, I'd always do sort of weddings and functions or small gigs as a blues band, because I love blues. It's, you know, it's what I love to play. And I thought I'd be really excited to play that. And previously, we'd done a bit of experimentation with Darren on drums, Philip Kozlowski, the Dirty Aces guitar player, and Ian Jennings, a double bass player in Plymouth. We did a couple of instrumental tracks in the studio that we went on to record this latest album. And we did Howling Wolf's Spoonful and I Need a Woman and Blues with a Feeling, just as instrumentals to see how it would sound. And then I thought, well, I'm just going to do some Chicago blues, because I love Chicago blues. It always goes down well. And it went down incredibly well. And the band that we managed to get together through several different recommendations, Jeff Walker, who's a very experienced bass player, has played with Phil Guy, Billy Branch, Shamikia Copeland, Matt Schofield, and Darren, who plays with the, he's just off to do a Bay City Rollers tour, and Andy, who plays with Ian Jennings.
Yeah.
It all sort of came together. And then suddenly we found it was just an amazing fit. You know, the whole band sounded good. So 2 weeks later, we booked into the PMC in Plymouth and recorded this whole new album in an afternoon.
And had you written it in that two-week period?
Yeah, well, we chose the songs and I put some lyrics together.
Yeah,
do you know what? I think it was just because with the Dirty Aces, we structured everything. Every song's structured. Every song's got sections, middle eights, riffs, verses, choruses. And this was just like a massive sort of sigh of relief to just do blues. You know,
yes.
Just to get the groove. And to get all those tones in there with the harmonica and the feeling in there with the harmonica. You know, from a musical standpoint, just playing a 12-bar shuffle is one of the most amazing things. You know, when the whole band is playing it right and it's grooving, it is one of the most amazing things you can do, you know. And the slow blues as well. So it was almost like a massive sort of sigh of relief, because I wanted to get down. I don't think I've ever got down what I can do in terms of blues playing. You know, proper,
yes,
pure blues playing on record. And I really wanted to do it with this project and with this band, because they were sounding so good.
I mean, it's where I cut my musical teeth, in a sense. So I was born and reared on rural blues in the northeast of England, but it was all obviously Chicago based. And therefore it's like coming home for me. But you're a lot younger. But it obviously has the same kind of feeling for you, does it?
Well, I just think, because I've always thought, because the Chicago blues is so, it's so rhythmical, and you know, there's not a lot of melody in there. I don't think it ages, because I think melody can age a song. You know, you can pinpoint a song in the 40s or 50s, but that basic grooving Chicago blues, sort of Muddy Waters, Little Walter, Elmore James, Sonny Boy Williamson, just doesn't seem to age, because there's nothing much in there to age it. You know, it's just a group of guys recording live spontaneously in a studio. And I don't think there's much there to age it. And I think some of the other stuff that's come in the 70s and 80s after that, that's still quite traditionally blues structured, sounds older in a sense than that stuff.
I mean, it resonates so during the set, during that first number, Shady Heart. I could feel the whole sort of the rhythm was getting to me. But I'm of that age. But you were saying earlier on that in fact it's appealing to all ages, isn't it?
Well, we got chosen amazingly to headline the BBC Introducing Stage at the Latitude Festival.
Yes.
And the whole place, because, with these mainstream festivals, a lot of the acts are very hip acts.
Yeah.
And they're sort of playing indie music with synthesizers or, you know, DJing. And it's not very groovy, you know, it's very,
yes,
sort of intellectual. And we came in there and the whole place erupted. And the BBC, being a young guy, must have been about 22. The producer there just couldn't believe what he'd seen and heard, because it just sort of came in there. And we were just doing simple shuffles and simple blues, but it's so immediate. And what's been great for me over the last 8 months is I've really got to think about what makes the blues special. And I think it's the, you know, it's a one 12-bar after another. Once you've heard the second 12-bar, you know what's coming next, and you completely relax.
Yeah.
And then it starts to work its magic on you. You know,
yes,
it's an amazing music. I really. You know, as I've got older and I've tried different things, I keep coming back to it stronger. You know, it's just fantastic to me, a real gift.
Well, we heard Shady Heart, which is off the new album. What are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do Sarah Lee, which is a nice little song about a homewrecker.
Thank you.
Where you gone? Where you gone this Saturday night? Oh, Sara Lee, where you gone, baby? Where you gone this Saturday night? You know that I love you. You know that I love you. But I gotta put the world to right. Oh, Sara Lee, well, think about me and your three children all alone. Oh, Sara Lee, want you to think about me and your three children all alone. Gonna break up your happy family, gonna break up your happy home. Oh, Sara Lee.
How about that then? Wonderful, eh? On the left-hand side of your sound field or your speaker or headphones was Andy on guitar. On the right-hand side, Jeff on bass. In the back and in the middle, Darren on drums. And front and centre, Giles Robson on vocals and harmonica. Giles Robson Band performing live here on the Houseboat on the Thames, and a track from their new album coming out very soon, Sara Lee. You can hear a lot more conversation and two more tracks from the band later on this weekend when the full session is published, but it was a joy to see them, and it was a lovely day. Great stuff indeed. Okay, and a lot of emails came in afterwards saying, oh, Dave, are the sessions starting again? And the answer is, in 2014, I did nearly 50 sessions, one a week, and that was too many. And so in 2015, I cut right back and did three. And there's no middle ground for me. And this year, I've done one and a half, really. And so is the answer, are the sessions coming back? Well, possibly. Not so many of them, and acoustic preferably, but yes, they are probably going to come back. Okay, that's new. The album is very new, in a sense, and also a new session too. Here's something else that's new. The album isn't out yet. When it comes out, it will be called The Elberton Sessions. This is Ellis Bailey with a sneaky track from it called Waiting Game.
Lights guide the way. I've emptied my pockets and I've given them a name, just a number in a waiting game. They close the door, they turn the key, leave me locked up with the shadows within. The writings on the wall from the ghosts before are slowly closing in. Stuck on replay, trying to make sense of the chain of events that led me to this place. There's a ray of light from a crack in the roof, it's dancing on the floor. It taunts me of the life I lost at the first gunfire war. 'Cause it's your word against my own, you took my freedom stone by stone. Inside, I find the strength to stand up tall. You think I'm a chess piece to be played, but I'll never be your pawn. I won't stop fighting to clear my name, no matter how long this facade goes on. 'Cause it's your word against my own, you took my freedom stone by stone. Passing by, tick tock goes the clock. The system built on lies. Tick tock goes the clock. The tatters go up in flames. Tick tock goes the clock. Will there never be an end to this waiting game? 'Cause it's your word against my own. You took my freedom stone by stone. Still locked away. You're running free and I'm playing the waiting game. The waiting game. waiting game.
Baby, one pallet on your floor. Won't you make me, baby, one pallet on your floor? Make me a pallet down on your floor. Make it so your man will never know. Well, I love you, baby, 'cause you're so nice and brown. Well, I love you, baby, 'cause you're so nice and brown. I love you, mama, you're so nice and brown. You're tailor-made and ain't no hand-me-down. Well, I love you, baby, tell the world I do. I love you, baby, tell the world I do. I love you, mama, tell the world I do. I don't love no other honey but you. Well, I'm gonna wait to weigh you off my mind. I'm gonna wait to weigh you off my mind. I'm gonna wait to weigh you off my mind. You keep me worried, baby, all the time. Just as sure as 2 and 2 is 4. Yeah, just as sure as 2 and 2 is 4. Just as sure as 2 and 2 is 4. Gonna leave you, honey, I won't be back no more. I'm gonna wait to weigh you off my mind. I'm gonna wait to weigh you off my mind. I'm gonna wait to weigh you off my mind. You keep me worried, baby, all the time. Some sweet love before I go. Won't you make me, baby, one pallet on your floor? Won't you make me, baby, one pallet on your floor? Make me a pallet down on your floor. Make it so your man will never know. Won't you make me, baby, one pallet on your floor? Won't you make me, baby, one pallet on your floor? Make it long, make it low, make it so your man don't know. Make me pallet on your floor. Won't you make me pallet down on your floor? Make it so your man will never know.
Lovely.
That's Roger Hubbard. But before him, you heard Ellis Bailey from her forthcoming album, The Elberton Sessions, and a track called Waiting Game, which she sent to a couple of DJs this week. Thank you, Ellis. And then secondly, a name which I haven't heard for years. I remember him back in the early 70s. He was supporting Muddy Waters when Muddy came to the UK in the late 60s, early 70s, I think it would be. I think also he was at Glastonbury, all kinds of stuff. His name's Roger Hubbard, been around all this time, and has resurfaced. He's probably been playing regularly, and I just haven't noticed it, from the south coast of the UK. It's his brand new album called If I Had a Dollar, and the track called Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, which you know pretty well. Actually, my favourite version of that track, of all of them, is by Lucy Zirins, which she did live here. I must dig it out, because she did a fabulous live version on the boat. Okay, here's an album which came out last year in Italy and has now been released, I think, European-wide, if not worldwide. It comes from an Italian, Mike Sponza. His new album is called Ergo Sum, and on it he has some guest appearances from, first of all, Dana Gillespie, who I love to bits, and secondly, somebody else I love to bits, and that's Ian Siegel. Here's Ian Siegel with Mike Sponza and Modus in Rebus.
All your silver and all your gold, 'cause if you use it, it turns to dust. Tell me why you wanna have so much. Why you wanna have all that food? Why you gotta be so greedy? 'Cause your belly take more to fill. Why you gotta have those empty rooms in your house upon the hill? You're thirsty, you want a river, but you cannot drink it dry. The man who's happy with just one glass is the man who will survive. Modus in Rebus, they call it the golden mean. You gotta know your limits, you gotta keep it in between. Modus in Rebus, they call it the golden mean. You gotta know your limits, you gotta keep it in between. All your gold that glitters so bright and makes you blind. But in my house I know my wealth, I'm rich in peace of mind. You know the price of everything and the value of nothing at all. Don't you know money's no work of art to hang upon your wall? You live in fear of robbery, the thief who creeps at night, who'll save you from your misery, not your neighbor, son or wife. Modus in Rebus, they call it the golden mean. You gotta know your limits, you gotta keep it in between. Modus in Rebus, they call it the middle way. Don't hold on to it too long, baby, don't throw it all away. That's the beautiful truth that makes the world go round. All right, courage is a virtue, if I may be so bold. Too little you're a coward, too much a fool, a soul ratio told. Modus in Rebus, they call it the golden mean. Gotta know your limits, you gotta keep it in between. Modus in Rebus, they call it the middle way. It don't
but don't throw it all away. All right, Murder Cerebus, call it the golden mean. Gotta know your limits, you gotta keep it in between. Murder Cerebus, you gotta reach the middle ground. That's the beautiful truth that makes the world go round.
Modus in rebus. That's Latin, you know. And if I'd been organised, I would have done a quick Google and found out what it actually means in Latin. Ian Siegel on vocals, Mike Sponza. Great, great album called Ergo Sum. It came out last year, but just been formally kind of reissued again. That's the album. Yeah, that's the album. Ergo Sum. Okay. I mentioned Ian Siegel and loving him to bits. He's going to be at Mustique Blues Festival again next year in January. Now, Mustique, you've got to be a millionaire to go and visit there and live there, so I can't do that. But for one night during the festival, they take it from Mustique about 20 miles away to the neighbouring island of Bekwe, which is part of the Vincent and the Grenadines. And Bekwe is much cheaper. And I was looking there at, they've got a blues festival going on, sponsored by a rum company. How good can that be? Awfully tempting, but terribly expensive. Okay, if Ian Spiegel is one of my favourites, here's somebody else. Her name is Kat Hawkins.
I could see over there. How come you never care? Always stooping so low, shows how far you really go. We are always for yourself, never give nobody else. Make sure you pray for mercy, mercy. I ain't backing you up no more. I said,
She's one of four fabulous bands who will be appearing together in the challenge to represent the UK in both Denmark next year and also Memphis next year. That's the UK Blues Challenge taking place in Bilston near Wolverhampton at the Robin 2 on the 12th of November. She'll be there together with Dove and Beau Weevil, Rebecca Downs and Willie and the Bandits. It's going to be an amazing night. I'll be there. I know many other people will be too. Okay, from Northern Ireland to Colin James now from Saskatchewan in Canada. He's got a brand new album out called Blue Highways. Here's a track from that called Bad, Bad Whiskey.
When I left home this morning, I promised I would think. I swore that I would not drink, but the bad, bad whiskey, this bad, bad whiskey, make me lose my happy home, makes me lose my happy home. I went to a party. Girls were running loose. We started out drinking soda, but we ended up drinking juice. And that's bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey makes me lose my happy home.
Drinking bad, bad whiskey. Next 3 weeks, I'm drinking good, good Campari, I guess. That's it for the Raven Blues. That's Colin James from his brand new album, Blue Highways and Bad, Bad Whiskey. Okay, packing up the studio. Well, I'm not packing up the studio, but for the next 3 weeks, the show comes from the Mediterranean, from the south of France on the Italian border. And so I'll be doing the show from there. So it'll be a slightly different sound, of course, different microphone, but taking most of the kit with me. Looking forward to some warm sunshine. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, equally easy, ravenblues.co.uk. Lots you can do on there. Get the apps for your smartphone, subscribe to the programme, all that kind of stuff. Make a donation. Ooh, donations. I had a lovely donation this week from a listener in Billericay. Not Billericay, as in UK, but Billericay, as in the States. and I haven't mentioned him. Next week, I promise you, sir, I'll give you a mention. I'll dig out the email. Let's close with somebody out of the States, but her website doesn't say where she's from. Her name is Lex Gray, and together with the band The Urban Pioneers, as Village Voice in New York said, they will leave your head in the clouds and your ass on the barroom floor. That seems a good enough way to finish. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time, and I hope you can do the same next week when I'll be talking to you from Italy. Bye-bye. Here's Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers from their brand new album, Heal My Soul, and this is called Junkman.
Bumpy country road, traveling for miles. Off the beaten path, there's a house of many styles. Whatever you need, the place is stacked. Stoves in the front and tools in the back. Ring the rusty bell and open the door to a world so full you can't fit no more. The junk man. Mama's gotta get some junk. He's got teacups and saucers that don't really match. Headquarters for hoarders, bring your chicken scratch. Rusty signs from the five and dime. A dozen clocks and watches that don't tell time. A wig of human hair, some mismatched silverware, an old funky trunk, a wild wing chair.
Junk man.
Of affection, I discovered my connection.
Mama's gotta get some.